Evening.
Good evening.
Making sure it was working. Let's read from Philippians chapter 3. Begin at verse 12. This follows Paul's discourse on running the race. He says, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, or complete, or mature. But I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you." This is kind of a lesson tonight on leadership, on Christian walk, because Paul is going to talk about he has not attained to perfection or completeness. Paul will acknowledge, even as an apostle filled with the Spirit of God, that he's not perfect, that he's not complete. But Paul would say this of himself, and I think of the leaders in the church and of faithful Christians, that we ought to live in such a way, and he was living in such a way, that others can look at our lives and follow us as we follow God. That we ought to live as an example, as a pattern of how one ought to live. Now, that puts some responsibility on us, doesn't it? Because all of us are human. We understand that we're not perfect. And we should not put our hope in others, because often we are let down. But we ought to live in such a way, we ought to be able to look at those who are maturing, and the way that they live is an example of how we ought to live. Peter will write to the elders of the church and will say, as a fellow elder, Paul would say, we ought to live in such a way as to be a pattern for others to follow. I want to read from the New American Standard Version, because I kind of like the phraseology in this translation. In verse 16, the Apostle Paul will write, "However, let us keep living by the same standard to which we have attained." That as we profess to follow Jesus, and as we are living the way God has called us, whatever our profession is, Paul would say, let's live in that way, and let's continue to walk in that way and to grow in that. Brethren, and let me pause for a second before I read. This is in contrast to people who are not godly, because we talked about this a couple of Sunday nights ago. How do they live? Well, their stomach is their god, Paul would say. They live by their desires, by their urges, by whatever makes them happy at the time. That's how they walk. That's how they live. And so Paul says, one, we ought to live differently, and we ought to be able to discern the difference as we find others whose lives we can look at and learn from on how to walk in a Christian way. So you have to be able to discern who's walking godly and who's not. Who's following God and who's following their own desires. And for those of us who are Christians, we need to be living in such a way that those who are less mature, those who are younger, if they follow our steps, that they'll be walking in a godly way. Verse 17, "Brethren, join in following my example," Paul would say, "and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us." So, I've been walking in this example. Follow others who walk in And the term I want us to focus on for a moment is pattern. This pattern is kind of an interesting term. Very often when we talk about pattern, we'll go back to the book of Genesis and talk about Noah, who built an ark according to a design, according to a pattern, that God gave him a pattern, and he was to follow it. What it was made out of, the type of material, from the wood to the pitch that he used, and what the dimensions were to be. And so Noah followed that pattern. And so God gives us patterns to follow. But the term here that Paul uses would be the term one would use for like a mold or a frame. If you've got a mold in which you might pour some pottery, to make pottery, you could pour it into a mold to make it come out whatever you wanted it to look like. The material would form to the mold. And so if you all want to look a lot the same, you would use the same mold to make them. I had the opportunity, and many of you have done it. I've done it a couple times, but not long ago, in fact, just a couple months ago, toured the Nissan plant again and went to where they're pressing the parts. And they use big molds to press. I mean, frames and doors and all kind of things. And depending on the mold that they have, you know, it's going to obviously look different for a different part or a different machine. And that's the word Paul uses, that the pattern, to follow our pattern or our mold, that as God's people and as we mature as people of God, we ought to walk and live such a way that our life is a pattern or a mold for others to follow. How are we walking? Then becomes the question for us. Are we walking in a way that it would be a good thing for others to follow us? Now, Paul's already said that he had not attained perfection. And that's where we all find ourselves. But Paul said that he was, and that other brethren were walking in a way that we could follow their example. And that pattern, because they were walking in a godly way, it was a pattern that we could follow to walk in godliness. Because part of what we learn intellectually, right? Just by teaching. And some of us learn better by that than other ways. But most of us men, and maybe you ladies as well, but at least as men, we're notorious. Most of us do not go to the directions first. Do we? Most of us, we try to figure it out. And then only after we have parts left over or it's just not going well, do we go back to the directions. But if we do something well, many of us, how do we learn it? By watching somebody else do it, right? Part of what we get from formal instruction, which we need to study God's Word in the lesson, the topic we're studying tonight. We need to study God's Word to know what God says. But not only do we learn by reading it, we learn by living it, and we learn by the example of others who are around us. It was an interesting, I think it's a fact, it was given as a fact, this is not my opinion, that your salary, your income, will be the average of your 10 closest friends. Now why is that? One, we're attracted to like people, but we learn from each other, right? So, over time, the folks you associate, you learn what they do, the opportunities in their career field or things they've done well or things they haven't done well. So if they're not financially very successful, the chances are you'll follow that pattern. If they make good decisions financially, you'll follow that. I think it's interesting that, you didn't give all the details, there's probably multiple reasons why that's true, part of it is we learn from each other. We learn from following. So the Apostle Paul is saying two things here. One, to folks to look at others, and before you follow their example, make sure what God they're following. Are they following Jehovah, or are they following the God that is their own desires? And the second thing he's saying, and one that I really want to encourage all of us tonight, is to live in such a way that if others walk in our steps, they'll be following the pattern of godliness. That we have a responsibility to live in a way that others can follow and be pleasing to God. Because folks are watching. We're watching each other. It doesn't change. They did interview a lady the other day. It was in the paper, I don't know, a few months ago, where they were having a birthday for all the folks in the county who were 100 years old or older. And they asked one of the ladies what was great about being over 100. She said, no peer pressure. Because I remember being in junior high and high school, what did we talk about all the time at church and functions? About peer pressure, right? And then it seemed like you graduate from high school, we don't talk about that much. But all of us, if we're honest, are still affected by our peers, by what they think, and all of us to a different extent. But it's interesting, there will be a group and a culture who want to be kind of anti-culture. But what do? All the anti-culture folks start looking the same. There is that pressure from the automobiles we drive to the things that we wear. And that's, peer pressure is not always a bad thing, but we have to recognize it, that we're influenced by others. And so what pattern, what mold, what would someone look like if they followed the life that I'm living? That's the question I want to ask. What would someone look like if they were following the pattern that I'm living? If they were molded in the mold of which I'm walking, would they look godly or worldly? If my children follow in my steps, will that be godliness or worldliness? If the folks I work with walk in the pattern that I walk in, godliness or worldliness? And Paul would say that we ought to walk, we ought to live up to the standard that we have attained. We ought to live in a way that is consistent with the faith that we profess. That we are sincere in that, that we're not actors, but we are living what we profess. That we maintain that pattern that we have attained, and that we walk in a way so that others can see us and see the path, the pattern to living godly lives. None of us are perfect, and so all of us, as we look to others, should, one, be willing to forgive others of their shortcomings. We also should watch those with whom we associate with and pattern our lives, because wherever they're headed will greatly impact us, won't it? You will hear lots of folks who are successful who will say, well, I try to surround myself with people smarter than I am. I try to do the same thing, and I find it's not very difficult to find them. But why? One, they help us in the things that we're not as good at, but secondly, we're able to learn from them, aren't we? We're able to grow. If you surround yourselves with people who challenge you, you grow and you learn from them. And if they're intelligent and successful, because those two don't necessarily go together. One can be intelligent and not successful in by any measure, and others can be just be of average intelligence or less, but they're very successful in that they are about the right things and they focus on those. But what pattern are we going to follow, and what pattern are we going to be? Important questions that I leave with you. But we ought to know what godliness looks like by studying God's Word and by following the examples of godly men and women. And then we ought to strive to walk the same way so that those who see us can walk in a godly way. Jesus was and is God, and he became God in the flesh, not only to be a sacrifice, but to give a pattern. We talk about this often because I love the beginning of John's gospel, who said, when Jesus came in the flesh, he what? Through him, we beheld the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus, we find the pattern of godly living. Jesus was perfect. He lived the way God lives. If you need to come to the sacrifice of Jesus, would you do that while we stand and sing?